Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
Hello and welcome to Industrial Talk, the ever-expanding industrial ecosystem that features incredible companies, wonderful people, solving problems, making my life, your life, and the world a better place to live. Now, in this podcast, we're going to be talking to Armis. And Armis has got this great program called Critical Infrastructure Protection Program. And you need to know about this. So let's just get right into the conversation. Welcome to Industrial Talk. We've got Keith and we've got Peter. And we're going to be talking a lot about, well, cybersecurity. And you're saying to yourself, Scott, man, I don't want to talk. You have to talk about it. This is an important conversation. Before we get into this topic, Peter, give us a little 411 on who you are.
Absolutely. Scott, great to be here. Name is Peter Doggett. I'm the Chief Strategy Officer here at Armis. Been in the company about 2.5 years and been in cyber about 25 years.
Well, you've seen a lot.
You have. But I've seen a lot, but the problem still exists.
Yeah, but I mean, gosh, that's a heck of a business. All right, Keith, give us a background on you.
Yeah. Hey, so thanks, Scott. Good to be here. So name's Keith Walsh. I am the director of OT strategy and operations at Armis. Been in the cyberspace since the early 2000s. And yeah, it's interesting to see where we've come and where we're going. And, you know, to Peter's point, it just seems like a wash, rinse and repeat because we're struggling with the same problems today that we were 15 years ago.
So for the listeners out there, let's level set on Armis. What? Nothing fancy, nothing big. Give us sort of that strategic vision of what Armis is all about.
Yeah, certainly, Scott. So at a super high level, what we're trying to do is solve a critical problem we've got, and that is trying to see everything, all these new things coming into our industrial environments, our enterprises, and quite frankly, trying to understand how does that impact our risk? Yeah, you know, if we boil it down to it, is how do you utilize all this new hardware, all this new software to help us become more productive, more efficient, more competitive, but do that and also not increase risk.
Yeah, see, this whole digital transformation conversation, which is out there, man, everybody's chirping about it. Everybody's saying, I got to be a part of it. I've got to do this and that, the other thing. And all I can see, although good, and manufacturers need this, we need to be protected and we need to have that visibility. Is Armis that organization, that company, that solution that says, all right, you can go down this road, but recognize that we see that needs to be, you know, addressed and so on and so forth. Is that sort of it?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, if you take a super quick look at this, is we're trying to uncover the unknowns in the environment. Then there are many, many, many unknowns today. And we're trying to understand those risks. We're trying to understand how are things connected? How are things behaving? What's our gap analysis? What's being utilized in our environments? How's the OT and the IT world converging? There's all these questions we've got, but no answers. And that's what Armis is doing, is giving us the answers.
Please make that simple. Please. I think it's an important reality, because if I was putting on my little manufacturing hat and I'm a small to mid-sized, large, whatever, it doesn't matter. The last thing I want to have is a conversation about I need to digitize, but what do I do to protect? Right. Keith, is there an increase? I mean, I don't know. I'm sitting there. Is it increasing out there, this cyber sort of issue?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. So to the point that Peter just raised with regards to all these new devices that are coming into the market, whether it's on the OT side, the IoT side, or the IT side, the building management side, with this explosion of devices comes the explosion, obviously, of software, applications, and firmware. And with the firmware, software, and apps comes vulnerabilities, and then we see exploits. So, you know, the overall attack surface has just exploded, basically because of the quantity and volume of devices that are hitting these networks, both inside the fence and outside. So interestingly enough, to that point, what used to be the primary vector or avenue into any enterprise was phishing and the you know, the unenviable email that we would inevitably have gotten and clicked through and downloaded a virus of sorts has now been replaced by things like RDP vulnerabilities, right? Which is just a vulnerability that's been around for ages, it seems. But the problem is with the explosion of these devices, we now have this type of exploit that has jumped 73% in the last 6 months. And that's a number that came from ARMIS researchers, right? So as we monitor, over 2 billion devices globally in real time daily, we have insights into the threats and attacks into these environments. So we can very easily enter into, queries in this database, and we can pull and extract extremely interesting information about trending, right? About, which vectors are being exploited in which verticals. As I mentioned, the past 6 months, a big increase in exploits of RDP vulnerabilities, which really should cause our industrial control systems and our OT operators to really stand up and take notice.
So what I hear is, one, if I'm a business and I want to venture into digital transformation, I need to make sure that my environment, my OT, IT, is secure and have significant visibility into that and be able to have that sort of nimble platform so that I know that if I put that device in, I know that here's a solution that will say, here it is, it's protected, you're good to go, thumbs up, move forward. And I think that that's a beautiful thing. Now, to you, Peter, let's talk critical infrastructure. I would imagine if I have nefarious intent, I would go after critical infrastructure. Can you sort of shed some light on that?
Yeah, this is a pretty serious issue, and it's actually, frankly, one reason I'm in this business in the first place. There's goodness that we're trying to do here. And I am extremely concerned. If you look at all the stats, and Keith just mentioned a couple there, we've been bombarded by the bad things that are happening. One of our partners, Checkpoint, just recently revealed there's been a 46% increase in attacks in industrial alone in the past year. And we see these numbers, and I think it's we need to not become numb to all these numbers hitting us all the time. We need to act. And we need to act now.
Yeah.
And we only need one or two really bad things to happen with our wastewater treatment facilities or a nuclear power plant, and it's game over.
I'm glad what ARMIS is doing, the solution that you're providing, the visibility into that. And I think you're absolutely spot on. From what I hear, you're doing good. And I think that that's real important. Now, from my perspective, I don't even know where to begin, right? Let's say I'm Scott Manufacturer, I'm Scott Utility, whatever it might be. Are there things that I can do to approach you and say, hey, can you come in, look at my overall and just give me an assessment and then let's move forward? Is it painful on my part?
No, the one thing I love about what ARMIS is doing is we remove those painful barriers that you typically see. The big honking pieces of hardware that's got to be shipped everywhere and tuned. And, by the way, it takes a couple of months to figure out what's going on. No. those days are gone. We can go in there pretty quickly and get things moving literally within hours now. And one thing we want to do is we want to accelerate that process, Scott, and really broaden what ARMIS can do for our critical infrastructure. And we wanted to sort of share some news with you today about that.
There it is. That's a segue. That is beautiful. Perfect, Peter. Talk to us. Who wants to sort of chirp on about that solution that needs to be talked about?
Yeah. And I think our US government and CISA have done a great job with trying to bring together the private and public sector working together. And I think that is a great thing that should happen. And we want to help that. We want to help Janice Lee's team and CESA and the Shields Up program. And one thing we announced on May the 10th was a new program called the Critical Infrastructure Protection Program by ARMIS, and or SIP for short, if you wish. And this is basically, we got together as a team going, what can we do to fundamentally help the critical infrastructure? What can we do to accelerate this and help protect? And the best thing we came up with is, hey, why don't we as ARMIS use the powerful platform we've got and just give it away for free to critical infrastructure? That's exactly what we're doing. So it's a very, we are literally putting everything on the line here because we think this is the right thing to go do. So SIP, the program, will be going live, as I say, on May 10th, and it's going to allow a lot of the critical infrastructure, like marine ports, the power generation, utilities, to go and use the ARMIS platform for basically all of 2022 or 6 months. And we want them to go and use it. We want to remove those barriers. We want to make sure that they can get access to our software, our machine learning, our backend, our 2 billion plus knowledge base of assets. And we're going to help them along the way. We're going to put our team on this. We're going to help with our solution architects. We're going to get it up and running. So, you know, we want to do the right thing, and for both not here and homeland, but also all critical infrastructure and all NATO countries.
It's bold and the price is right.
The price is definitely right.
You can run with that, man. If you want to put that on a bumper sticker, you go right ahead. We're going to have to wrap it up. But do you have anything to add to that? Because I think that that's real important. I think that that is really helping organizations, companies, businesses, whatever, NATO, critical infrastructure, succeed. And I think that that's an incredible, bold approach.
It is. We're not alone, Scott. We've also brought with us an incredible partner to help us with SIP. That partner is Kroll. And you probably your audience is probably very familiar with Kroll as being a leading provider in cyber risk and governance. And they've got an amazing cyber risk practice. And they are plugged in, they're trained up. They can go literally use all the asset intelligence and threats and risks from ARMIS, all that data, and do 24/7 incident response. So if you're a water treatment facility and we see something bad happening, they can swoop in within seconds, grab that data, understand what's going on, and help remediate.
I tell you, this is another conversation. I know that we have to sort of wrap this conversation up because we've got to. Kroll, that's K-R-O-L-L. I want to make sure that listeners understand that. And that is a relationship, a partnership with between ARMIS and Kroll. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Just making it even more, I don't know, beautiful.
Yeah, so conceptually, right, the idea is that this problem isn't solved via a single vendor, right? All vendors have strengths. All vendors bring different things to the table. So, approaching this as, an ecosystem to solve what faces us in 2022, we feel this is the best way to really jumpstart this type of program inside of this type of environment that we find ourselves in. To Peter's point, Kroll brings an incredible amount of, of history with them and the capabilities that they can augment what ARMIS does fits perfectly. And we fully expect to engage additional vendors as we move forward, because as I mentioned, all vendors have strengths, ARMIS being the foundation of discovering what all these devices are, their risks, their threats, their vulnerabilities, the connections that they make, and then feeding that seamlessly into Kroll to do incident response and forensics is just a perfect fit. And it really works hand in glove.
See, I love, and I believe that this is more apt today than ever before. There needs to be the speed of innovation, the speed of technology, there has to be a consistent and continuous education. Then you don't have all the answers, and therefore that you need to collaborate. And that's and And what you just said, you have to, and to be able to have that business that is truly resilient and healthy, you need to have that innovation in place. And I think that what you guys are chirping about on this podcast absolutely falls in line with that. You guys are wonderful. Hey, how does somebody get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, so there's a couple of places that folks can reach out to Armis. First off is at armis.com on our OT security page. There is a registration link as well as solution briefs and more description about the program. There's which verticals are included in the program. And the start point and finish point and all the deliverables that are included in the program, which does in fact end up with a full executive summary and an executive findings report on everything around devices, risks, vulnerabilities, threats, connections, boundary evasions, and active threats that are occurring in the network. So you can engage that process via hitting our website. You can also email SIP@armis.com, CIPP@armis.com. That will come into our team that is our bullpen that is handling the inbound requests that we expect. And then it will be triaged from there and folks will be reached out directly.
Geez, Peter, I don't know how you're going to follow that. How do they get a hold of you? The same way?
Anyone can hit me up on LinkedIn. No problem.
Very good. Yeah. I do. I'm a big fan of LinkedIn. No doubt about it. I can find anybody that I.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, this conversation was excellent. And listeners, we're going to have all the backlinks that you can possibly imagine. If you need to get a hold of Armis, you need to be able to at least begin that conversation. And I know that this is fantastic. And I think that this is really needed, especially today. I don't think cyber attacks are going away. Are they increasing? Anybody? They're increasing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, interestingly enough, you know, as Peter
put out,
Checkpoint put out a note that, you know, in 2021, there's a 46% increase across our utilities, and they average 736 attacks per week per utility.
Yeah, it's job security on you guys. I mean, there's no doubt about it. My gosh, that's amazing. That's a hell of a stat. All right, we're going to have to wrap it up. Thank you very much for being on Industrial Talk, you two. Excellent conversation. I'm sorry it was so quick, but we're going to have more. FYI, listeners, there's more cyber conversations to have.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.